Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. You know, we are in our new year, hello, 2023 mode here at the station. So first up, we're talking with two people who are leaders at Life Choices Pregnancy Center in Sandpoint, Jackie Humble, who is a board member, and Sheila Toldness, who is the client services director. They are here to talk to us about the successful year in 2022 that Life Choices has had, and we're going to look forward to 2023. And then the very same perspective later in the program for Kinderhaven with Kathy Chambers. She's going to join us by phone. These two excellent programs are deserving of our attention and our support, so stay with us and get caught up on these services. Okay, my name is Barbara, and we're going to take that first break right now.
Good morning, Bondo. Good morning to you. Well, I just dropped by to thank you for everything you do. You're late. What can I say? You made my day. I was in a fender bender out on Boyer Avenue. But Anderson's auto body fixed my Subaru. Looks like new.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization for mental health in the country. Hi, this is Jessica Rachels. Our Far North branch has been serving Bonner County for over 14 years. Your mental health matters to us, and we are dedicated to improving your quality of life in any way we can. As always, we welcome all to the NAMI Far North Support Meetings every third Wednesday of the month at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Contact NAMIFarNorth.org for more information.
Gift the outdoors this holiday season during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Sandpoint Marine and Motorsports. With exclusive holiday offers on the versatile Polaris General, the powerful Sportsman, and the Epic Razor, there's no better time to own a new Polaris off-road vehicle to enjoy with the family, friends, or even just a treat for yourself. Polaris, think outside.
Terms and conditions apply. See Polaris dealer for details. Drivers must be at least 16 years old with a valid driver's license to operate. Read, understand, and follow your owner's manual. All riders should take a safety training course. Call 800-342-3764 for additional information.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless, you know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Come on back in, everyone. Say hello and welcome to Life Choices board member Jackie Humble.
Hi.
And client services director Sheila Toldness. Thank you, both of you, for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
All
Thank
right, you want to come right up on those microphones. Sheila, I'm going to start with you. Tell our audience a few of the core services that Life Choices offers.
Well, we provide medical grade pregnancy testing, as well as limited ultrasound in the first trimester. We also provide STI testing and options counseling with educational programming to just encourage and empower the women that come.
So let me understand. So someone might come in if they've been sexually active and they think they may have been, or they're pretty sure they've been exposed to a sexually transmitted issue, infection, then they can be tested for that, whether pregnancy is the issue or not?
Absolutely. Yes.
And I also understand that all of these tests and all of these services are free.
100% free and confidential. Yes.
Yes, and confidential. That is really important. You know, Jackie, one of the questions about the ultrasound that our audience might want to know about, that you see that what you ladies think, is why is it limited to just the first trimester? Is there an issue there, or what? Why are we doing the ultrasound in the first trimester?
I think it's just for confirmation of conception, and then I think we refer, if I'm correct, you can, Sheila, you can correct me. I'm pretty sure that we just refer to a physician for them to take over their care.
Okay. Well, certainly to follow through on the pregnancy care. So the ultrasound is to, yes, to underline, make sure, you know, there is a viable pregnancy going on. And also, it must make, I've always read and heard how it makes such a difference for the mom to see that beating heart. Is that correct, Sheila?
Yes, absolutely. We want to ensure that it's an intrauterine pregnancy and not a
ectopic
pregnancy that could be dangerous and ultimately fatal for our moms. They also want to see those first images to just give them a sense of security, and also, you know, gestational age. Many of them are still in the process of deciding what they'll do, and we are just that voice of comfort and hope, understanding without judgment, to help them along in that decision-making process.
You know, Sheila, I'm so glad that you said that up front in this conversation, because even though clearly Life Choices Pregnancy Center, you know, is always wanting to lean toward the life of this baby, but this is a decision that woman makes, whether she makes it in concert with her partner or husband or whoever that is, or her family, or she makes it on her own, she is free to choose, and that's where you come alongside her to help her make the decision that is best.
That's absolutely right. Many of the young mothers or mothers-to-be aren't really aware fully of the resources that are available to them, and so we find that that is just a really strong sense of support for them, just to know that there are people in the community that care, that are willing to support them, point them in the directions of services that they might not know exist.
Exactly, and that help can them. Support them and help them. And it gives them maybe more freedom to make a choice. Jackie, one of the things I've always appreciated about Life Choices from years and years ago, and it's still true today, is how the family, when this is the desire, you know, to have moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas involved, but especially the dad, that whenever possible and when that is the way to go, to have them involved in this, to get everybody on board, that makes a big difference, because this woman is not walking alone through this.
That's correct. They do have, at the center, they have a lot of classes that the women and families can take. They're online. I think they have some DVDs they can check out. And I know that there's a men mentoring. Is it already in effect, or they're hoping to have more men coaches? I think they only have one. Is it only one?
Look right at now? Your microphone.
Oh, I was asking her a question.
I know.
I think it's just one male coach right now, but I know that that's a need for the center, is to have more men that are willing to participate in the mentorship program, because they want to be able to cater to the fathers as well.
That is so, I think that is so key and so wonderful. So one of my questions, and we're just going to tick this one off right here, of one of the needs that you may be, that you are looking for in 2023, is for more men to come into the program. You have lots of women that volunteer. If they could get their husbands or their brothers, others involved to come into the men's mentoring program, the men's counseling part of this. That would be excellent. What a good shout out for that.
Absolutely. We would love to build the fatherhood program in a way that would support not just these moms, but our entire community will benefit when dads are empowered to be the best that they can be and be supported by men in our community that are already doing things well. That will be the strength of a community, a town, a nation. That's where
I love it.
The strength comes from.
The foundation of the family, the man and the woman, and of course we always assume, you know, it's a husband and a wife, but maybe that's not the definition in every case. And that's okay too. It's that both the mom and the dad, however that relationship moves forward, they are there and we are there, you are there, and the community is there for them, and not just for the pregnancy, but you carry on afterwards and you keep coming alongside.
Yes,
give our audience an idea of some of the services you provide kind of down the road as things move on.
Well, we have probably three generations of young people who have not been parented the best. And so the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. It's one of my favorite sayings, but it's so true. And what we don't know, we can't provide. But once we know, then we'll do better. And these guys that come into the center, they shed a lot of tears because they just aren't aware that people care like they do. Everybody needs somebody to believe in them. And when we can share that, it's very empowering.
That's awesome. Jackie, one of the things that has always surprised me, and so I'm asking you if it's still what you're seeing in your clients, is that most people, when they think about this program, they think of teenage moms. They think of the younger woman. But that is not the case. Actually, these are, many of them are older women. Many of them are married or divorced. They may have a child or two already. So tell our audience about the various clientels that you have.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it when you said it's a variety. I would say that we don't see that many teen moms hardly at all. The majority of our clients are in that same bracket of what you were talking about, married and or single moms, or moms that are coming back and being pregnant a second time that are returning clients. We have a lot of that too. Certainly we're serving a wide variety of situations, but I think the majority of it is they're not young teen moms, yes. which is good.
It is good, but I think it's surprising to our general audience out there listening right now. They are going to be surprised unless they're familiar with your programs to hear that. And, you know, as these moms come in, what is the number one reason that they come in that they're, you know, they think they're pregnant, they want to confirm, but they're obviously struggling with this decision, with this baby, what to do? What are some of the reasons, Jackie, that they come in and they're struggling? And Sheila, you can answer this too.
I think just fear and wanting to have someone give them hope of a different picture or what the picture could look like for them. Dreaming of a perfect case scenario, being able to provide for the baby in a way that they don't know that they can. And the center is really good about educating women, giving them resources at their fingertips, putting them in line with the right counselors and the right information and resources that they're able to learn, material that will help them put themselves in the best situation to parent their child. And if they choose adoption, that's always a good option also. There's so many families and people out there that just really just want to take on children.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's true that money is often a part of the mix, isn't it, Sheila? That they feel like they can't afford another child. And so the the ability to see all of the other services that are arrayed, not just at the Life Choices, but all the other services that you can connect them to
That's right.
The community, mm-hmm. really must open their eyes.
It's very encouraging for them. It does give them hope, and Jackie summed it up pretty well. When you don't know what services are out there, you are defeated before you start. But if we can shed light on what is available and give them the courage to reach out, maybe connect those dots for them a little bit, they go well on their way, and it turns out to be a very happy story.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, let's look at 2023 again. Do you need volunteers? Do you need staff? Who do you need in 2023?
Well, volunteers are always wonderful to have, and the more the merrier. There are a number of things that we could do. Being well-staffed with volunteers, we do have a handful of really wonderful, wonderful people that come alongside of clients and work in the center, so that's great. But again, the more the merrier.
I know that you guys are closed this week for the holidays.
We are.
But you are open next week. And the number that I have is 208-263-7621. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And they can go online and find Life Choices Pregnancy Center for hours and the days that people are available.
Yes.
All right. Jackie, what are your thoughts about 2023? Anything that you can tell us about that might be coming up in 2023 that we can look forward to?
I know that because we're a faith-based organization, that the Lord is just going to provide above and beyond any needs that we might have. He did this year, and we can't put him in a box. So I know that he is going to surpass anything that we have mapped out. And the plans that we might have, I know that his are going to be far better. So we're just trusting in him and trucking right along into 2023, looking forward to what's next. Fundraising went well this year. So we just have such gracious and loving donors and patrons in the community that want to support our ministry. So we're just keep getting the word out about our ministry, what we offer, our resources, and we're just trusting that the Lord will take care of the rest.
You know, we talked about that scripture before we went on the air, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. And that's certainly true of 2023. And I'm also grateful that you brought up that this is a Christ-based ministry. It doesn't require that a person be a believer to come in and participate. It's just that the people that are surrounding you love the Lord. And they will, something that we didn't mention, if you want, they will pray with you and pray for you and hold you up in prayer because there is power in prayer. Amen. One of the things, so you just had your big fundraiser in the fall, right? Is that your baby bottle boomerang is coming around like Mom's Day.
Right. It runs from Mother's Day to Father's Day.
Okay.
Or in reverse. I can't remember which
comes. No, it's Mom's to Dad's.
I think Mother's
it's
Day
like
comes
May
first.
To June.
Yeah. That's our big summer fundraiser. And then we have a winter one in November. Both were great. Such good, generous donations and patrons in the community. Just love our center and love what we do. So,
Sheila, how many clients would you say approximately that you serve in all the different programs that you serve on an annual basis?
Well, we are just over 100 per year, all total.
Yeah.
Pregnancy tests are in the 60 to 65 per year. And but there's other services that they come for. We've had several moms just come for the education so that they can earn the points to purchase things for their babies from our store.
We've got time to mention that. I love that. Is it still called baby bucks or dollars or what is it that if you do different classes and do different DVDs or what, you earn points and then you take those points and you can spend them in the store?
Yes, that's right. And we have a wonderful storekeeper Kirsten, and she is keeping it well stocked with the latest, greatest, nicest things that moms could want for their babies. And our gals earn those points, or baby bucks, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's changed slightly since the origination of the program, but they can earn those by watching educational videos. And those videos, they can come watch with us, or we can send those right to their cell phone. COVID did us a few favors, and so, you know, but there are things that moms want to learn about, but they aren't really comfortable watching it with other people or what have you. So this really gives them an opportunity to pursue what's best and do it at their own rate. And
two quick comments. One is that the products, the clothing and the diapers and the whatever in the store are just the highest quality. I mean, they're just beautiful things. And the other is that sending it to their cell phone, you know, as we go through these winter months, it can be difficult to get out and about and to have it sent to your cell phone. Or your laptop, maybe, or yes, you know, you can load it up and watch it at home and not have to get out and drive. That is a big bonus. That's a big benefit.
And many of our moms have other little ones, and they're very busy. So just to take that time,
or maybe a job.
Yes,
I mean there's just a lot going on in everyone's lives, and Life Choices Pregnancy Center can come alongside you in whatever your situation is and help you out. And it might not be you, listener out there, but I'll bet you know somebody who might really benefit from giving Life Choices Pregnancy Center a call and see if what they have to offer is what they need. 208-263-7621 gets you to these wonderful people. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. Thank you, ladies, for being with us today. Thank you for your hearts that are so good and so loving. And so everybody stick around. We're going to be talking with Kathy Chambers all about Kinderhaven right after this.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com. When homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. EasyHomeBuyer.com.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
More than a dealership, Finley Jeep is a superstore. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finley Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finley Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of new Jeeps. It's year end and they have to go. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore for clearance pricing on all 2022 models. That's right, clearance pricing on 2022 models all month during Finley's Big Finish event. Finley Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls on the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at FinleyPostFalls.com.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, All gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Well, you know what? I love live radio. You just never know what's going to happen. I am waiting and expecting a phone call like 5 minutes ago from Kathy Chambers. She's on vacation. I'm going to cut her a lot of slack. She is on vacation for the Christmas holidays in Florida, and you never know. She could be down at the pool right now, out on the ocean. You know, the last thing she's thinking about is calling in on Speak Up with me. Even though she said she would, I'm going to cut her a ton of slack. She's probably slathering on that sunscreen, even as I speak. Well, my topic with Kathy is Kinderhaven. And before I get to that, I've had several people actually talk to me about last week's program, which was with Denise Pass. Denise Pass is a believer and a Christian. And I met her on the air. I don't know her. I think she was calling from Tennessee. And so several people asked me how they can get her book or be in touch with her. So I want to share that information with you. It's Denise Pass, DeniseePass.org. And she has a fabulous website, so you can go find her there. Her book that we were talking about, which is amazing, is called Make Up Your Mind. And you can order it at Vanderford's. You can get it on Amazon in either the paperback edition or Kindle. And it's available to you. So Make Up Your Mind. And the subtitle on that one, which I really like, if I can find it here in my notes. Yes, here it is. It's Unlock Your Thoughts and Transform Your Life. The idea is if we have the mind of Christ, then our thoughts that are the genesis for our words, and our words are the genesis for our actions, then you are going to be moving and acting and talking just with the mind of Christ. And I just love that whole concept. And it's a book that's well worth your time and well worth your investment. So Kathy hasn't called yet. Yep, Patrick is shaking his head no. So as God would have it, Jackie and Sheila are still here, and we can continue our conversation about Life Choices Pregnancy Center. So I do want to say one thing, by the way, about Kinderhaven before I get off that topic in my head, and that is good news. One of the reasons that I did this show and I told Kathy was that I really did have several people over, like, through the fall here and there saying, what's going up with Kinderhaven? Because they lost their funding, they had to change their whole thing because of the Family First legislation that really moved money and attention over to keeping kids with the parents or as close to the parents as they could. Group homes kind of became secondary, third choices. And some of the funding, if not in Kinderhaven's budget, almost all of their funding. So that was in May of last year, but by October, they had kind of reinvented themselves, if I can use those words, excuse me, Kathy, but to Kinderhaven Foundation. So they have a new plan and a program that's ongoing, and I promise you that I will have Kathy back on because she has the details on that. I don't. So stay tuned for a recommitment, what do I want to call it, rescheduling of Kathy Chambers for Kinderhaven. And if anybody out there is listening that's got Kathy's cell phone, call her up. Tell her to give me a call here. She has all the information. Anyway, all right. Jackie Humble, board member at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and Sheila Toldness, who is the client services director. They thought they would be free to go to lunch, and they're not. They're here in the studio still with me. So Life Choices Pregnancy Center has been around for many, many years. Do you, either one of you know, how long or, you know, I just remember back in the early 90s doing interviews with the director then, Leslie. Sheila, do you have any idea?
I'm not familiar with the date of origination. I've been there for 4 years, and the records go back significantly farther than that. So we've been a presence for some time.
Yes. And the thing that I think that you ladies touched on the last time around, and that was that every year your services are expanding. You just are doing more and more and more services. And that's why a program like this is so important, because people get a mindset that all you do is, you know, it's just pregnancy and, you know.
That's true.
But go ahead.
Yeah. The needs diversify in this day and age. There are so many challenges out there for young families, young people. And the landscape has changed quite a bit as well. If we can save the baby day in and day out, but if we're not ministering to the holistic needs of the mother, we've failed before we started. And so we are looking to really embrace the needs, the full aspect of her needs, knowing that nobody has the perfect life, but if we can provide what she needs and share the gospel with her, we will improve her life significantly, as well as the baby's, of course.
Improving her life will always improve the baby's life.
Absolutely.
The stronger she is and the more confident she is and the more she understands that she, I hope, along with Jesus, understands the control that is going to move her forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Jackie, what are some of the programs that this is kind of a tough question for you. I'll give you a minute to think about it. But, you know, when the board of directors, like I live in a little gated community and there's an HOA. So our board, they don't get to sit around and talk about all the good stuff. They have to talk about the difficult stuff, some of the challenges that are a part of a ministry like this. What are some of the challenges that you can share with us, or the challenges that you've overcome perhaps at the board that you guys talk about and pray about?
I think specifically this calendar year, with the reversal of Roe versus Wade and pregnancy centers all across the United States being attacked, we had to kind of pray and pray and pray and pray, but also just sit together and brainstorm, how can we keep the center safe? What do we do to make sure that if something were to happen here, who do we call? People on our own board were going around at all hours of the night, just making sure the center was protected. We had law enforcement that were willing to make extra loops by the center to make sure it was protected. We've got great security system in place. That's certainly something that wasn't necessarily a challenge, but also I think maybe just took a big concern, because we kind of live in a bubble up here in North Idaho, and it's pretty protected. And I'm so, so thankful for our geographic location. It's not that way most other places, bigger cities. So we spent a lot of time praying for those centers. I think that's probably the biggest, it's not a challenge, but just something that we had to kind of overcome and go through. There's other things that of course, we've been faced with and challenged with that aren't really...
You know, Sheila mentioned COVID, kind of a blessing side of COVID, where technology was brought more forward, more opportunities for not the face-to-face, which is always good and always necessary, but there are other ways to touch base. I mean, COVID had to be challenging for your volunteers and your staff. And to keep them all healthy and to keep people healthy in the center.
That's true. I think being able to go online, though, made it to where, I mean, we had a lot of our board meetings via Zoom.
Yes.
I mean, I did it from the comfort of my own home, which was convenient because I have young children at home, and I was able to manage that while doing my role in the board. And I think when you're a young mom or expecting, and even the volunteers too, I mean, it can be a lot when you're volunteering and you want to keep coming to the center and keep doing what you're doing, but also trying to find the delicate balance of what's safe for me and my family and how do I keep myself healthy and well and keep other people healthy and well. There's been lots of challenges, but nothing that Lord hasn't been already mapped out ahead of us and figured out a way to kind of work our way through.
Exactly. All right. If you can believe it, we're up against that next break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, I don't know. I don't see Kathy on the line yet. Mm-hmm. We'll have more information about life choices. And thanks, everybody. We'll be right back.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. Come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, Handpicked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split-second moment in time, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. And that's why when others look away, Susan G. Komen leans in. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. Fighting breast cancer takes funding for research to discover the next new treatment, providing access to quality and affordable healthcare, and people willing to take action by raising funds and raising their voice to advocate for others. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. We are here continuing our conversation with Jackie Humble. She's a board member at Life Choices Pregnancy Center. And Sheila Toldness, who is the client services director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center. If you want to talk to these folks about a situation, a pregnancy that you are experiencing, is it, do you experience a pregnancy? Is that the right terminology? Anyway, you may want to give them a call at 208-263-7621, or you may know someone. And this team of loving individuals are ready and willing to come along beside you and not tell you what to do, but to help you make a good decision for your situation, whether it's keep the baby or adopt the baby. And some do move out of the center and they move on to abortion. It is not the choice that we want, but they are free to make that choice, aren't they?
They sure are. And we do have ministry services available to help in the event that she did choose abortion. We have healing ministries for that. If she struggles with guilt or just the anxieties or things, there is hope and help and healing at Life Choices.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I know from experience, I have talked to women several years ago who, like 15 years ago, they had an abortion, and they were dealing with it and hurting from it, and the guilt and the just as they matured and they had other children, they realized, you know, what had actually happened and how sad. And this one gal that I'm thinking of went through this healing work with you ladies or your team and the prayer, and it was a real breakthrough for her to relieve her of that. It makes me really tear up now, because she was a dear friend. And I know it was really hard for her. So thank you for mentioning that. When we were on the break, you mentioned safe sleep. So let's talk about, what is that?
Our safe sleep program is an educational video program that advises parents on how to avoid unsafe sleep accidents with their infants, and as well as things that could prevent a SIDS accident. They have the ABCs of safe sleep. So the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that babies sleep alone in a crib on their back for every sleep. By the client watching this video and information class, she's provided with a portable crib, so that to the daycare, to grandma's house, or whatever, we provide a safe sleep environment for the child, following, like I said, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations.
You know, it's so good that you've mentioned and underlined to sleep alone, because I know a lot of people believe in this concept of the family bed, and that the kids everybody's got to sleep in the same bed. And frankly, it's not that I approve or disapprove, I just don't understand it. And it sounds dangerous to me, and I don't know anything about it. I mean, I roll around a lot. I'm pretty active.
Well, oftentimes for nursing moms, she thinks that it's, you know, it helps her to get more rest, to hold baby while she nurses. And then, and that's okay, as long as baby gets put in a safe place after nursing. I believe it's 87% of the quote unquote SIDS deaths could have been prevented by practicing safe sleep.
And is there any, what about blankets or toys or little stuffed teddy bears or whatever? You know, that's, I've understood the crib is to be cleared out.
Absolutely.
At those times.
And that is the alone. No toys, no blankets, no pets, no, you know, they need that safe alone,
right,
environment,
right,
to prevent any suffocations or hazards that could be there.
What's the time frame for this period of sudden infant death syndrome? I mean, at what point can parents put the teddy bear in the crib with the toddler? Is there ever a safe time?
I don't think they're ever recommending it while baby is sleeping in a crib.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they graduate to the toddler bed, they can have a teddy bear.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, okay. They can have it if they're walking around awake, for sure.
Well, these are relatively new statistics, and so I've learned a lot by watching the recommendations, and it's interesting to know that many of the infant deaths could have been prevented.
Oh, in the high 80%. Yeah, that's really amazing. Okay, one other topic also that I think is really exciting is the car seat distribution. You know, car seat, a really good car seat is expensive. So what is this car seat distribution program?
Yes, we were granted permission through the state of Idaho to distribute car seats to our clients. And so we sent a couple of our persons to a full 8-day training. It's pretty amazing what's required just to make sure that everything's as it should be when we're putting babies in cars for travel. And a good, well-installed car seat makes all the difference. So what we do is have the client come to the center, and we offer the car seats. We have her install it, and while our technician observes, and then we take it out and make sure that everything's as it should be, and then get it all installed properly for that child with the right, you know, front facing, back facing, whatever's needed. So that we know that it's secure for travel for the baby.
Are these their car seats forever, or do they bring them back in 2 years and that gets re-cleaned up and sent out?
Oh, these are all brand new car seats.
And they go out and they stay with the family.
Yes, they do.
That is amazing. That is really amazing. Who funds this? How does the funding come for this?
This comes from the state of Idaho, I believe. The Northwest Safe Start is an organization out of Coeur d'Alene with Liz Montgomery, and she fosters this program all throughout Idaho. I believe she's in Montana as well as in Western Washington.
This is just awesome. What a wonderful thing. Hey, everybody, there are so many benefits to being in touch with Life Choices Pregnancy Center, from car seat distribution to information about safe sleep. Well, information, I almost said safe sex. Well, that too. It's all available for you. And lots of testing in terms of pregnancy testing and STI testing and your ultrasound during your first trimester. So many wonderful. And indeed, we say it again, everything is free. Everything is provided for you with love and with care and with people who know what they're doing and really care about you to help you along your way. This is an exciting time. It should not be a fearful time. It's an exciting time.
That's right.
And we want that to be. Jackie Humble, I cannot say thank you enough to you. She's an old hand at the radio, and it was wonderful meeting and talking with you, Sheila. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For having us on.
Absolutely. And thanks, everybody, for being with us today. I want to let you know that next week we will be back with the United States Auxiliary Coast Guard. This is a crazy good group of men and women. They're here. They serve all of the waterways we have. I think they call it a flotilla. It's so exciting. Serving all the waterways in North Idaho. They're going to be here to talk about their programs, what they do. I don't know, a lot of years ago when I was out on the lake a lot with Gary, we took their seamanship class. It was awesome. It was so much fun. So anyway, next week, the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary right here just for you. So until then, this is Barbara saying take care, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.